Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. In this episode, we will speak with the principal, Dr. Renita Duncan Crandon.
I am proud to say that the Government Technical Institute has been in existence for 72 years. So we've been around since 1951. And we continue to offer quality education, that is technical education and skills, to our Guyanese populace. Today, we are proud to say that we have in excess of 40 programs that we offer here at the Government Technical Institute. And of course, we keep aligning ourselves with industry and commerce to ensure that we're able to meet their needs and also to bridge the gap between what we do here and what the students will obtain in the world of work. So it's important for us to collaborate with industry to find out how we can improve what we do in our curriculum, how we can add new programs, especially when we have new things happening, like, for example, there's the emergence of the oil and gas era and so on. So that is important for us to pay keen attention to things like those so that our curriculum matches the needs for industry and commerce. At GTI, we have 7 departments, namely, we have the building department, we have business, we have computer science, there is electrical, land surveying, mechanical, and science. So if I'm permitted, I can speak to each one of those departments in terms of what we offer under those departments. So for our building department, we have the Diploma in Building and Civil Engineering. That's a 2-year program. We also have the Technician Certificate in Building and Civil Engineering. That program has parts 1 and 2. They are both, they are 2 years for each one of those parts. That is catered for those persons who are in industry, so they come 1 day a week. So they may be those persons who have the skill set, but they are not certified, so they can obtain that certificate. We also have architectural drawing. We do both in the day and the evening. We used to before do that in the evening only, but then we recognize that there are some young people who are really interested in designs, urban drawings, and those kind of things. So we've extended that program to both full-time and evening as well. We have what is known as the competency-based programs. This is where the students are trained in a particular occupation, and they will receive what is known as the Caribbean Vocational Qualification. So in building, there is plumbing. We have that at level 1 and 2. We do masonry level 1 and 2. We have general construction level 1 and 2. And we also do furniture making levels 1 and 2. Then we have the business department, because we're a technical and vocational training institute. So we have the ordinary diploma in commerce, which is similar to that of business management. So the students are exposed to things like management, commercial law, accounts, they do statistics, math, English, just to name a few. And we also have a diploma in administrative principles and practices. As I said before, we have understood the need to move away from those ancient things, like we used to do secretarial science before. But you find the world is no longer training secretaries. People are now training an admin assistant. So that's a person who can manage and maneuver over 3-4 different jobs. So those students are exposed to accounts, economics, they do office procedures, they do EDPM, and those human resource management, and those kind of things. And we also have our competency-based program, which is general office administration. In our computer science department, It's not the traditional computer science like most people think, you do Word and Access and so on. That's just the subject. That's part of our software component. But in our computer science department, we would do, in that diploma, they would do things like programming, so they're exposed to different programming languages like Pascal, C++, Python, and those different programs. They will, of course, do a lot of math. They will do things like same software engineering. They do hardware. That's where they do the troubleshooting and repairs and that kind of thing. And there are a whole lot of other aspects that they're exposed to, web designing and so forth. We also have data operations level 1 and 2. With data operations, it's not just only about inputting data, but the students are also exposed to things like SQL. They do things like photography, and all of those things are all part of the component along with those software engineering areas. We also have an electrical department. That's one of the largest departments in the institute. So with electrical, what we have is our diploma in electrical engineering. But there's a plus to that, because the electrical engineering is twinned with mechanical engineering. So that student will get a double-barreled certificate, just that they will have electrical as their major. So our electrical engineering students are exposed to things like, they will do things like mechanical science, power production, which will be things like thermodynamics and those kind of things. We have also expanded that electrical engineering program, so the students have a feel of electronics, electrical installation, refrigeration, and air conditioning. So they have every aspect in electrical in itself. They are exposed to that. We also have our technician certificate in electrical engineering. That field is where you have the students are more focused on power production in itself. So they will make use of the power lab and so on. So we have a lot of students who are like a GPL and those energy companies that will be part of that program. And that's a day release program as well. We have the certificate in telecommunications. So we find persons from GT&T, eNetworks, Digicel. Those are the persons who will do those programs because they're exposed to the networking and all of those aspects that will deal with telecommunication in itself. And then we have our competency-based programs. So we have electrical installation. So we do both residential and commercial. We have small appliance repairs, which has replaced radio and electronics, because that was a long time ago. So you have more small things to look at. You have electrical electronics maintenance. So that's where we look at the things like washing machines and those bigger items. We have refrigeration and air conditioning. We are the only institute in Guyana that does that program. And we have a collaboration with Ministry of Agriculture, the Hydromet unit. So they have done some sponsorship of that program and so on. So those are the areas we do in our electrical department. We have a land surveying department. Now in land surveying, across Guyana, we're the only institute that is doing land surveying. So we have a diploma in land surveying. So you find the students are exposed to things like astronomy. They do field survey, cadastre, use of instruments. Those are just a few of the subjects that they have to do, of course, the sciences and so on. So we do have a lucrative collaboration with the Guyana Lands and Survey Commission. So they work along with us, and our students will have that 1 month stint where they go out into the interior and they spend their time there doing surveying and so on. So they get that practical aspect of the course. But in the course itself, there's a lot of practicals, because a lot of times if you look around, you'll see them along the Sheriff Street and along Rupert Craig Highway and so on. Those will be when they're on their field trips on Wednesdays and so on, where they're going out there and surveying and so on. So that is quite a lucrative program, because when the student is finished with the diploma, he or she can apply to Lands and Survey Commission and do the sworn, and so they become an independent sworn land surveyor. All right, so that's a really lucrative program. We also have a mechanical department, and as I said before, we have the diploma in mechanical engineering, which is twinned with electrical engineering. We have the technician certificate in mechanical engineering as well, parts 1 and 2, and we have the craft certificate in agricultural machinery. So agricultural machinery is where they look at those big machines like the combine and tractor, those engines. All right. That program as well, we do have a lucrative partnership with General Equipment and Farm Supplies. So our students are exposed to internships. So every Friday, the students actually go to work. So they will work 6 months in one company, and then they work 6 months in another company. So by the time they finish their stint, they would have at least a year of experience under their belt. And we're proud to say that Gen Equip and Farm Supplies have also been employing our students a lot. So there are quite a number of our agri students there, yes. And with in mechanical department, in our competency-based programs, we have motor vehicle repairs. That's for cars and light trucks. We do motor vehicle engine systems at level 1 and 2. We do auto electrical. Again, we're the only institute that does auto electrical. And that was a program that was birthed by a partnership with three Canadian colleges. And so they funded that program. And so that's where they look at all the electrical aspects of the vehicle and that kind of thing. We also do welding and fabrication, level 1 and 2, and we do metalwork engineering, which was previously known as fitting and machining, all right? So a lot of times people are not familiar with what happens with fitting and machining, but it's like where you're able to machine parts to fix, let's say there's a problem with a ship or something, and you have to machine parts to fit it. So that's what fitting and machining is all about. And last but not least, we have a science department. We are currently doing a diploma in science, but that science is more chemistry-based. So the students are exposed, even though they're doing general science like bio and physics and chem, they're doing more like inorganic chemistry, organic chemistry, analytical chemistry, and all of those different types of chemistries. The plan is to expand that department a bit because we also realize that there's a need in Guyana, and there's a shortage as well of persons with qualifications in physics. On our last survey that we did, we realized that at the University of Guyana, there's only one person who was studying physics, all right? And then you have the secondary schools who are also struggling with teachers to teach physics. So we would like to expand that program. We've already done the write-up of the program and everything. We're just awaiting permission from the Ministry of Education. So we launch that as an option. So they'll do general sciences in first year, and then they'll branch off physics or chemistry. And then later we can add other things to that program. So I know that was lengthy, but that is GTI and the programs that we offer.
As it relates to the, well, you just spoke at length about the programs. I know that GTI for the years has its theoretical, majority theoretical,
Depends on the program. Yes, those diploma programs. The diploma programs are going to be, they're like 70% theoretical. But remember when I explained about the diploma programs and so we started adding concepts. Like, for example, in our civil engineering programs, we expose our students to everything on the building. So they do some carpentry, they do some plumbing, they do electrical as well. They do, you know, all of those different things,
so
aspects.
The practical is
yes, so we have enhanced the practical for our students. Okay. But the competency-based programs, they are almost 100% practicals. All right, because the students have to demonstrate that they can actually do it.
And that is good, because I remember in years gone by, we're talking about a number of years gone by, where GTI was the theoretical arm, where GITC was the practical. GTI is now taking on more practical, which is really great, because you're learning the theory, and you also have the hands-on experience right here at the Institute. So when you release into the world of work, wherever your sojourn may take you, you would have had both sides of the coin.
And that's why industrial attachment is important for us as well, and internships. Actually, it is... Actually, it is mandatory for our competency-based students to complete 240 hours of industrial attachment before they graduate. But with our diploma students, like for example, 2023, what we found, our civil, mechanical, electrical engineering students, as well as our science students, most, if not all of them, were on internships with the oil and gas companies. So we are trying our best to see how many companies we can have come on board so the students will have that exposure. All right, because as I said before, it's important for them to be able to bridge the gap between what they do here at GTI and what actually happens in the world of work. So we are trying to ensure that there's so much practicals there for them so they have the hands-on. If you look around the compound, you'll see that we have lots of buildings that are up. We build our own furniture and all of those different things. So the students are actually involved. We will actually have project as a component in their program as well. So they have to actually identify a project from starting where they draw and then they execute and that kind of thing. So all of that helps and adds to their industrial attachment and their experience.
I know GTI, because of the volume of work that is done here, you've got collaborations with a number of companies. You mentioned a few just now. Can you expand and probably help us understand what are some of the other companies that are in collaboration with GTI as you continue to teach the nation's children and adults? Because these days you're having both sides of the coin. You're having young people and adults as well coming in large volumes.
Yes, that is a hallmark of what we do. That's a hallmark of what we do right now in terms of collaboration. I'm really proud to say that we've had so many MOUs signed with companies that allow for our students to actually have the exposure. If I can just off my head try to remember some of them. So we have like power producers, we have Sol Guyana, we have Guyana Lands and Survey Commission, there is Farm Supplies, General Equipment. We recently signed some with those oil and gas companies like Halliburton, Saipem, Technip, FMC, Weatherford, Trinidad, there's so many. Banks DIH. We've recently signed one with Banks DIH. We are looking to sign with Atlantic International. Those are the persons at the Marriott. We've had some other collaborations with, there is Guyana site something. I can't remember, but it's a young man who would normally post our students on his website to show their skills and so on. So Worksite Guyana, yes. That will help them to get jobs and that kind of thing. Those are some of the partnerships that we have right now. All right, but there are more because we have, for example, we have the Samuels family, because they had an uncle who was into construction. And so in his memory, they have been contributing to the general construction program. So there are so many partnerships that we have. And we continue to look for more partnerships because, as I said before, it's so important to have that collaboration with industry, especially for the sake of our students and their experience.
Dr. Duncan, as it relates to the male-female ratio, I know GTI for the years has always had balancing, at least in my eye. I believe the females have taken over, as they have everywhere. I'm sure you're probably having that. It may be a challenge, but it may be a good challenge, having more females be a part of the programs as against the male population.
Well, this year we have a total of 1928 students in our total population. Out of that, we have 360 females. What we have noticed is that there's an increase in our female population, especially in those non-traditional areas like engineering and so on. We do see a lot of students, a lot of females opting for the program, and they are doing extremely well. As a matter of fact, our last graduation in 2022, our valedictorian was a female, Miss English, and she did mechanical engineering, actually. I think right now she's pursuing petroleum engineering in Canada. So that's really good. And we also have the other balance in the other areas. So, for instance, in science and business, we are seeing a lot of males there now, because, and even computer science, because traditionally that would be more female-based. So we find a lot of males are pursuing those programs as well. So that's a good thing. But on March 7th this year, we are planning to have our Jill of All Trades Day. That's the day where we want to boost and showcase our women in technical education. All right, so please keep that date in mind, the 7th of March. And so you can come and see what our females can do, especially in those non-traditional areas.
As it relates to the youth participation and the adults, I know you've had quite a lot of seniors or middle-aged people coming to do programs. You've got the night programs. I'm sure those persons that are working would take more advantage of that.
Yes. But surprisingly, to even the full-time, you will have mature persons as well, because there's no age limit, except for we start at 16 in full-time and 18 evening. But like, for example, in some of those entities like the Army and police and so on, where they release their people full-time, they will come during the day as well. But once you have the capabilities, even if you're 99, we will still take you as a student.
That's interesting, having a 99-year-old be a part of the program. We've got as well the programs that you've got doing pretty well. I would like to ask you at this time, and this really speaks to your feeling at this point in time as head, as principal of GTI, and the rate at which you're turning out top students, you know, your take on the progression of GTI, your take on the programs that you've been, that have come on board, because from the time you guys got started, you have got more programs. You've got new programs, programs that are fitting with the change of the country, the move of the country, and all of that. And so I'm trying to get from you your perspective as to how you feel at this time with the growth and progress of GTI.
Well, I am proud for where GTI is at this point, because as you rightfully said, we've come a long way. We started with, I think it was 8 programs when they first started, and now we are like about 42 programs. We started with a few staff, even though there might be restrictions to our structure, we can only employ so many staff members, especially full-time. We have been able to get the expertise of our part-time people who are in industry, which is really good for us. Just one thing, you know, in terms of if numeration can be a little better, that would make it even better. But outside of that, GTI has really grown. If, as we look around, we would see that the changes of everything in terms of infrastructure, the way we do things, or what our curriculum has improved, programs, and there's still potential for more. Because as I said earlier, we are working with the oil and gas era at this point in time, even though what we do at GTI is related directly to the oil and gas industry. I'm sure that there are still other avenues that we can still be able to conquer and other things that we can do. So we started looking out, like I told you about the physics program, we started thinking about things like biomedical, well, engineering in itself, where we can fix those machines. We started looking at things like mechatronics and robotics and how those things can be added to our programs, because it's important for us to keep up with the trend, all right? Keep up with the trend. It's a little difficult sometimes to have the right technology at the time, because it might be expensive, and by the time we do get it, it might be a little obsolete. That's why it's important to have the collaborations with industry and commerce. So what we can't do here, they can't be able to do at, when they go on field trips or they go on attachment and that kind of thing. So yes, we have really leapt bungs and so on. And I'm very proud about that, because we have been able, we were the first institute to actually gain registration with the National Accreditation Council. We are currently working on having the standards for ISO 9001, that's for quality, and 4501 for safety. So that too will be a boost for us. And we continue to, our population has expanded. So we're doing well, but I know we can do better. And there's so much scope there that we're really going to be pushing forward to ensure that we gather those.
That was the principal of GTI, Dr. Renetta Duncan Crandon.